Joining me in the studio this morning from Mount Edgecombe High School is volleyball coach Rich Calkins and one of his players, Caitlin Cook. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
And Caitlin, where are you from?
Craig.
And it seems like the Lady Braves are doing great this year in volleyball.
Yes. Yeah. We are 5-1 for conference games.
How did you guys do in the tournament last weekend in Juneau?
We tied for third.
Yeah, and did you have some pretty tough games?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess you played Sitka. You met Sitka in like the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a little preview of games to come, because Rich, you have to play. You are 5-1, but you have 6 more conference games to play.
Right, we do. We're at the halfway mark right now. We have 2 games this weekend against Metlakatla, and then actually next Tuesday, which is kind of a different schedule, we play Sitka at Sitka High School. So should be a real good match. The match over in Jive was a real close one, and we, as you said a minute ago, we had some great competition over there and had some really close matches, and it was a great experience for the girls.
Yeah, Caitlin, why do you think the Mount Edgecombe volleyball team is doing so well this year? What's your strong point?
We're coming together as a team more than last year, and we don't get distracted as easily as we did last year either.
Is it a lot of the same players from last year? Are you an older team this year?
We have 6 returning players.
Okay, that makes a big difference.
And 3 new ones.
Yeah, because you guys have been playing together now for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, so, Rich, I haven't seen your girls play this year. Is it a tall team, a fast team?
We're not as tall as we have been some years, but we have really good balance, I think, is to tell the truth, our strength. We have 4 girls that are doing the brunt of the hitting that are all, their percentage-wise, are real close together. And then Caitlin and Danita White are doing the setting for us and doing a great job. And we just have really good balance this year. We don't have any real standout. All the girls are contributing. And we serve the ball real tough.
Okay, and you guys are kind of in the catbird seat here heading into the second half of the season, I guess.
Well, we kind of control our destiny right now. If we continue to win and be successful, then we should be a number one seed going into regionals, which is always our goal, to be the top team coming out of the league and then to do well at regionals and hopefully at state again.
Okay, well, good luck in the second half of the season. And the regional tournament is the first part of November.
Yes, in Juneau. November 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Juneau, so, which is the first time I think it's been in Juneau in a long time. Okay. It's usually at a 3A school.
So a busy couple of weeks here for you in October.
Definitely.
Okay, thanks, Rich Calkins and Caitlin Cook from Mount Edgecombe Volleyball. While those folks are shifting out of the studio, we're going to bring in some Mount Edgecombe debaters. I'm going to talk to Coach Robbie Jarville of Sitka High Swimming. And how are you this morning, Robbie?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm impressed to see how well your swimmers are coming along. I mean, every time they compete, it seems like they just get tougher.
Yeah, they are definitely coming, peaking at the right time. Swimming is, you're talking of volleyball and how they, conference matches and their records, you know, swimming really doesn't have any of that. It just comes down to your regional meet and your state meet at the end of the year. You know, throughout the season, it's really nothing but experience. And every time we swim, all the kids are getting more experience and stepping up to the plate.
Well, I wasn't. I wouldn't have predicted that you guys would have won in Ketchikan this past weekend, but you did. And looking at the results, it seems like you're getting pretty good depth in all your events, but you don't necessarily have those 2 or 3 swimmers who are just winning everything. You seem to have a lot of people placing in a lot of events.
Yeah, it's definitely a team effort. You know, we're a fairly young team. We've got, you know, 2 seniors in Jacob Reed and Evan Harrington, and Carl Brenner is a junior, and the rest are all sophomore and freshmen. So it is, you know, spread out as a team effort, and we really focus on the 3 relays. I've always been a believer, you know, when it comes down to regionals and state, those relays are double the points, and it really makes it a team effort, and that's what we're shooting for.
And you got a senior girl back on your women's relay.
Yeah, we've had 3 females all season, and Sarah Rasmussen Raycroft got done running cross country and had a wonderful senior year running. And she comes out for swimming for the last month, the last 4 years. So it's great to have Sarah back in the pool and get a relay for the girls. And we'll see where they go with it.
You didn't make her swim the butterfly, did you?
No, no. No, but Sarah's a great athlete. And, you know, after doing cross country for half the summer and the beginning of fall here, she's in pretty good shape. She just has to get a feel for the water again, and that doesn't take much.
Right. And I guess we ought to make clear that when swimmers compete here in Sitka, you're competing against Juneau and Thunder Mountain and Ketchikan. Swimming is not classified the way the other sports are.
No, swimming and baseball are open. Yeah, we swim against everybody. There's no classification. And it's everyone against everyone, which is kind of nice.
Okay. Do you think you can maintain your momentum heading to the regionals October 28th?
Yeah. I mean, these next couple weeks will be our hardest training weeks for sure. And then about half the kids will be tapered and rested and shaved for regionals. And the other ones will wait a week till state. And yeah, just all, I've been telling all the kids that it's at their fingertips. It's how they choose to grasp it and take it. But their 200 medley relay for the boys is the top time in the state by about 2 seconds. Their 400 free this weekend is third in the state, and they're about a second behind Diamond. And their 200 free relay is fifth in the state, about a second and a half behind them. So they're right where they need to be, and it'll be interesting to see how many guys we can qualify for state and what we can do at that level.
And in theory, those times could improve.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. Once they're shaved and tapered and rested, they'll improve quite a bit.
Okay. Thanks, swim coach Robbie Jarl.
Thank you.
Joining me also now in the studio are some Mount Edgecombe DDF students. Why don't you, I know Annalise, why don't you introduce yourself and your partner?
Hi, I'm Annalise Small, and this is my partner, Joseph Marks.
Hi, Joseph. How are you doing?
Good.
And you guys, are you guys shaved, tapered, and rested for the upcoming DDF meet at Mount Edgecombe this weekend?
Yeah, I think as far as competing goes, I think we're pretty excited and ready to go.
What events do you do, Annalise?
I have debate, extemp, and a solo.
Okay, and do you all compete in any events together?
We both compete in debate together. We're partners for debate. I do solo, debate, extemp, comm, mime, and duo.
Okay, so I guess you guys are fielding competitors in just about everything.
Yeah.
This tournament. And what's the debate topic going to be?
Social networking hinders human communication.
Okay, I can't imagine a better topic. I mean, because probably everybody on your team does social networking,
yeah,
and you probably have pretty established opinions on it. But you have to debate both sides. You have to be prepared to debate both sides.
Yeah.
Okay. How did Mount Edgecombe debating do at Juneau last weekend?
I think we did pretty good. We tied for third, which was really exciting.
That is good.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah. So I wonder if you guys are still looking for judges and things for the upcoming tournament this week?
I think we might still need a few, but I think we're doing pretty good.
Okay. If people are interested in helping out with the tourney, your coach, Ms. Drake, is here. Marcy, should people get in touch with you?
Sure. I think that we do need a handful of judges, mostly on Saturday, so they can call me at 966-3212.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend. Thanks, Annalise. Thanks, Joseph.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. While they're scooting out, we're going to bring in Mike Vera from Sitka High, and he's got some athletes too. Oh, Stefania is here, and Jetta Faye. Stefania. Petruski, you're Stefania,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And Jetta Faye, are you guys volleyball?
Yes, we are.
Okay. How did volleyball do at the Jive? Sitka High volleyball do at the Jive tournament?
We played a lot better than we have been in the past. We're in every game. We're pretty close.
Right. So. And Let's see, you guys are, you're just the opposite of the Edgecombe girls. You guys are 1 in 5.
Yeah.
But it's still, but the season's only half done. Jetta Faye, do you think you can sort of turn it around a little bit?
I really hope that we do. We have, our team, we have a tough time in our games just focusing all in one game, but I think we can do it if we try really hard.
What do you think the strengths of the Sitka women are this year?
I think our front row is really strong.
Yeah.
When we're on. So.
Mm-hmm. When you're on.
Yes.
And what does it take to get on?
Just focus. Being in it, being mentally in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who do you play between now and regionals? Do you have sort of the same lineup that Edgecombe does? Two games with, I think Coach Calkin said he had two games with each of the communities around Southeast.
Yeah, we have Wrangell this weekend and Metlakatla next weekend.
Okay.
And I'm not sure who else.
And you've seen some of these teams already this year?
Yeah, but we haven't played against them.
Okay. Yet. You saw them in the tournament, but you didn't play against them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything you're doing as special at practice to get ready for the rest of the season? Anything new?
Not really. Nope.
Okay, just digging in. That's good. All right, well, thanks for coming in and talking about it.
Yeah,
and good luck
in
the rest of the season. Jetta Faye Workman and Stefania Petruski. And a couple of wrestlers.
Yeah.
Will Patrick, wasn't I just talking to you about cross country?
Yeah.
And who is your partner here?
John Davis.
John Davis and Will Patrick, Sitka High Wrestling. And it's still early in the season for wrestling.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks into it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys, what's coming up ahead for wrestling?
We're going to Wrangell this weekend for a tournament.
Okay. And are you feeling ready?
Yeah, I am. I've been looking forward to it all year. It's my first tournament, and I'm just ready to get back out there.
Okay. What weight do you wrestle at?
132.
And how about you?
I'm still deciding.
How do you, I mean, this is always kind of interested me as an observer of wrestling. When do you decide? Is it something that you and the coach agree on?
It's mostly what you want to wrestle.
Right.
The coach has a little bit, like he'll pull you back up if you're not doing well or if you're just too tired because you're not eating enough. Let's see, I was started at 138, but my dad and coach might pull me back up.
Mm-hmm. Is it hard to drop weight once the season started?
You lose about 5 pounds just from being in wrestling, and then after that, it's mostly not eating. Last year, I dropped almost 20 pounds.
Okay.
Will dropped quite a bit last year, too.
Wow.
Mm. 15, that wasn't that hard.
Yeah. I guess the Mount Edgecombe boys wrestled in Hoonah. This past weekend, you guys didn't go. Does the fact that you haven't had a competition yet affect how you're going to perform in Wrangell this weekend?
I think it's just going to make us do better. We're going to be more excited to get out there and have our first matches, and we're just going to want to have a good meet,
always,
because we've been working hard. We had a Saturday practice to make up what we missed in the tournament, and we're ready.
Okay. How's the team feel this year without Coach John Hedden? First time in I guess 17 years he hasn't coached wrestling. How does it feel? What's the vibe on Sitka High Wrestling?
It's different a little bit, but we're working really hard, and everyone's doing good in practice and has a good attitude, so I think we're going to do just fine.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing more from you guys as the wrestling season progresses. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Every Tuesday morning, we discuss Sitka High sports and activities, as well as Mount Edgecombe sports and activities here on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.